All right, hello and welcome to Stranger Ways. This is 91. You're listening to 91.5 WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Steely Dan. That was Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan off of their 71 album, Can't Buy a Thrill, or is it 72? And if you guys haven't picked up on what I've said on the show before, this is the 1972. This is by far the Steely Dan album of like that first run from this to Gaucho that I listened to the least. Only a Fool Would Say That's probably my favorite song on there. But yeah, Can't Buy a Thrill, solid little album, but compared to the rest of their discography, not great. All right, this is Stranger Waves. Yeah, sorry about that strange intro. The board was being weird again. It seems like every time I come in here recently, something's going on in the studio, and I gotta, you know, quickly fix it before the show starts. But yeah, that was why I was a little delayed there. Got a fun little set list of stuff to play. A lot of usual suspects in here, and some other stuff. My show's today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow's Jerry's birthday, so got a couple of... Got a Grateful Dead track and some Jerry Garcia Band as well. And yeah, some other stuff. We're just going to keep it going right in the beginning. Got some John Prine up next. This is Illegal Smile. Enjoy.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down, and one knew it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. But fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. The last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
Right, Illegal Smile by John Prine off of his self-titled debut record, which I really cannot say enough good things about. Really, really great album front to back, a lot of good songs in there. Some of the better songwriting from the period, in my opinion, and a lot of great lines on that last song. So yeah, if you haven't checked out John Prine's debut record, go check that out. It's good stuff. Get some Silver Juice up next from The Natural Bridge. This is How to Rent a Room. Enjoy.
Still here below the chandelier where they always used to read us our rights. I wanna wander through the night as a figure in the distance, even to my own eye. Have you ever rented a room? Have you even ever rented? Anchor let you see the river move, but now that your evil dreams came true, there on your face a row of teeth will come to replace. I know you laughed when I left, but you really only hurt yourself. When you see your curtains who has a mother, who married one but she loved another. You're a tower without the bells. You're a negative wishing well. Should've checked the stable door for the name of the sire and dam. You were always at the dog track with your brother and all his friends. Chalk lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna miss, like thunder down country and the way water. When you're running for the door in the rain, read the metro section, read the metro. dye in your eyes. Grant me one last wish. Life should mean a lot less than this. Grant me one last wish. Life should mean a lot less than this.
All right, How to Run a Room, Silver Juice. Good band. Really good band. The Natural Bridge and American Water, a couple of really, really solid albums. If you like that kind of thing that you just heard, go check them out. Got some Billy Strings up next, who I saw last week and got some thoughts. I think I mentioned this last week, but I kind of kept myself in the dark for like a bulk of his catalog. I really didn't, you know, go super deep into all the albums and stuff and listen to a bunch of shows to figure out what he was playing. Just kind of wanted to go and have some fun, largely because like all the bluegrass and country covers that he's playing, I'm not super familiar with. It's a lot of, you know, much older music, stuff that I just haven't heard before. So it was a lot of fun to kind of go and, you know, hear bunch of different music. I'd say it was about 50-50 split of him playing covers and original tracks, which was good. But yeah, it was loads of fun. I wasn't expecting him to actually jam all that much, to be honest with you. I thought it was, because from what I could tell from a couple of the concerts that like I looked at the set list, it seemed like a lot of the songs were very, you know, 3-4 minutes each. But I was proven wrong. The second set on is it Tuesday night? He played, I think it was called All Fall Down. It's a cover of something. And it was like a 33 something minute jam, which I would love to go back and listen to. But for whatever reason, despite the shows streaming on Nugs, they haven't uploaded the audio from the shows yet. So I haven't actually been able to go back and really re-listen to anything I heard. And I haven't seen any tapes pop up of the show. So I'm just kind of waiting on Nugs to finally release the soundboard so then I can, you know, really go back and dig through what I heard. But it was so much fun. Billy Strings is an incredibly talented guitarist. His band is amazing. Not having a drummer is really cool, because you get a double bass really shines up there. And banjo player was great. Fiddle player was great. Mandolin, it's just awesome. I love going to these shows where it's like almost an entirely different, you know, set of sounds that I'm used to hearing. So yeah, if you like, you know, jam band music, Grateful Dead, that type of thing, or just country music in general, if Billy Strings is ever in your neighborhood, I would heavily, heavily recommend going to see him. It was loads of fun. With that being said, I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs from him that I heard actually at the show. It was the closer. This is Away from the Mire from his 2019 album Home. Hope you enjoy.
Inside you, so let me remind you of this. Is a reason. troubles exist. Spring lied to us again this year. Still I can't stand to face the fear. Will you always laugh about those things? It's enough to make a man stay humble. Every day is just a new chance to stumble. Just to end up gone like everything else. Decisions of somebody's wasted desire through the smoke and the wind and the fire. Spring light to us this year again. Can't stand to face the fear again. You could always laugh about those things. It's enough to make a man feel sour. Yeah.
Away from the Mire by Billy Strings. Yeah, it was really fun to see him close the show with that, especially because I think he was jamming that one thing out for like 30-something minutes and then came back and was like, all right, we only have time for a couple more songs because they just told us they're going to kick us out at 11. So I guess they had more planned after that, but it all got eaten up and, you know, venue, noise ordinances, all stuff like that. Jerry Garcia's birthday tomorrow, so I'm going to play one of my favorite Jerry Garcia tracks. I've been listening to a lot of 80s Grateful Dead recently. I don't particularly know why. I've like neglected the whole decade almost entirely outside of a few really select shows, and I don't know why I did that. I think it's just because the 70s are so good. So yeah, I'm starting to work my way through and listen to a bunch of different shows. My favorite that I've heard so far is the three night run out in Alpine Valley from July 17th to July 19th. I mean, they play pretty much everything in those 3 days that they were known for playing in this period. Really, really great stuff. Some very, very good late Brent shows. And on the final night, July 19th, they closed the first set with Deal. And it's one of my favorite versions of the song. So I'm going to play it. And this is from a tape, so if there's any kind of weird audio stuff going on, I apologize. I tried to find the best one that I could, and I think this is it. But, you know, stuff happens. So, yeah, this is Deal from July 19th, 1989, Alpine Valley. Hope you enjoy. And, yeah, do the PSA after that, then I'll come back and play some more music.
What to choose. It goes to show you don't ever know what each card you play and you play it so. Wait until that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down, no, no. Gambling earbuds for 10 good solid years. If I told you about you don't ever know. Watch each card you play and play it slow. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down, no, no. Show you don't ever know
teach God to play and play it slow. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal come out. Don't you let that deal go down. We'll be right back.
that deal go down. Wait till that deal go down. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal go down. Don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal go down. Don't you let that deal go down.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 20s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stop arresting law-abiding citizens because they prefer marijuana over alcohol. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. We're unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people each year simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They're average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
I always love those older marijuana ads. They're funny. So yeah, Deal, 1989, good stuff. The whole Alpine Valley show, really, the last night, the 19th, is absolutely incredible. The Hell in a Bucket opener is great. Sugary is amazing. Excellent Althea. Terrapin. Really weird other one where Bobby's singing through like a vocoder. I'm having fun because it doesn't feel like a completely different band, but a lot of the 80s stuff, it feels like, you know, new material to me, and I feel like I've, you know, heard everything. So yeah, got some Bob Marley up next, who I haven't played in a pretty long time, and so I thought I would come back with this song from Natty Dread. This is Rebel Music, 3 o'clock block. Natty Dread's underrated in general, just gotta say that, but yeah, enjoy.
Thank you. lover, take it on me now.
Rebel Music, 3 o'clock from Hawkman. Sorry about that. Yeah, Bob Marley, good stuff. Got some Ween up next, because their summer tour started, 3-4 days ago in LA, I want to say. I know they're doing like 3 or 4 shows in California before really setting out on the road. But I, again, no real way to listen to these live shows as they come out unless somebody's taping them, and I haven't checked for tapes yet. But was looking at the set lists and just hearing from other people, it seems like Ween is on a roll. Set lists look like a lot of fun, and hoping I'm able to catch them when they swing up into New England. I want to say in September. So, fingers crossed, because I had loads of fun at that Halloween show last year. But this is Polka Dot Tail from the Mollusk. Don't think it needs much introduction.
Did you ever see a whale with a polka dot tail? Did you ever see a man with 8 fingers on his hand? Did you have to dry your eye when you saw that puppy fly? Oh no, tell me it ain't so. Have you ever tried
help me.
I love The Mollusk. Such a good album. Such a fun concept album to, you know, just like, don't have a central theme or anything. It's just the ocean. That's the theme. And then just run with that. I love it. Got the band up next. It's Long Black Veil, which is a country song from the 50s. It's been covered by seemingly everybody under the sun, including Jerry, actually, on the Pizza Tapes with David Grisham and Tony Rice, which is amazing if you haven't heard that. Was gonna play his version to stick with the Jerry theme, but honestly I've been really liking the band's version recently from Music from Big Pink, so we're gonna rock with that. This is Long Black Veil. Enjoy. Veil. Good stuff. I guess, yeah, I got one song left, and then I'm just gonna throw something on Rivendell as I walk out. Yeah, sorry if I'm a little bit out of it today. Been waking up a little earlier than usual and trying to get my sleep schedule back on track before school starts next month, and I know that if I start now, then maybe it'll actually stay in place for more than a week. Yeah, I got some Jerry Garcia Band up next from the latest Garcia Live release, June 18th, 1982, in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, actually. This is Run for the Roses, which is one of my favorite Jerry Garcia Band tunes. And yeah, this is from the earlier, I guess, iteration of the band in the early 80s. So it sounds a little bit more upbeat. But yeah, I've been loving Jerry Garcia Band this year. This is the first year that I've ever tried to really get into that side of the music whatsoever. Just I hadn't really been exposed to it all that much before then. But it's been great. Really good stuff all this year. Just been exploring all the Jerry Garcia Band live releases. So yeah, I guess this is it. So I'll be back next week at 1 o'clock, same place. And yeah, this is Run for the Roses, Jerry Garcia Band. Enjoy.
Bye. See you later.
Taxi driver, be my shrink for the hour. Leave the meter running. It's rush hour, so take the streets if you want to. Just outrun the demons, could you? He said, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. Boy, boy, you need prayer. I guess it couldn't hurt me. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Ooh, the sun required enough. To me, it's nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide, it marched out of Hong Kong. I could never make a taxi driver, I swear I've got three lives balanced on my head like stick knives. I can't tell you the truth about my disguise. I can't trust no one. And you say, Allahu Akbar. I told him, don't curse me. But boy, you need prayer. I guess they couldn't hurt me, yeah. If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion. Love to me is nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide, my styrofoam cup. I can never make them love me. Never make them love me. No, no. Oh. It's a bad religion to be in love. Someone who could never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion could have me feeling the way I do.
We're gonna get a little sort of a session going here.
I'm rocking poppy tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Man,
you never know when the signal's gonna hit.